Good morning. God is good. All the time. Man, I'm telling you, it is good to hear God's people sing and worship the Lord our God. He is worthy. He's worthy of everything. Blessings, glory, honor, power, riches, and strength. You know he gets that from his people, the church. He looks to hear us praise his name, and the world gets to see how majestic he is when the church shines. So praise God. I encourage you to shine. We say we're going to see a victory. You know, you can only see victory when we're in Christ. Victory is in Christ. And we got to be in him to once again experience all the blessings he has for us. Well, praise God. I have a few announcements. I do want to thank everybody that came out and worked yesterday at work day. It was a blessing. We got a lot accomplished. And it was definitely a much needed task to be accomplished. And bless you greatly. Women's ministry this Tuesday. Over here at the church in the Fellowship Hall. Come and enjoy, women. All are invited. It is going to be a good time of fellowship. So come at 7 o'clock. Is it 7 o'clock? Yes, 7. I want to make sure I got a lot of times in my mind. Also, sunrise service next Sunday. We're having down here at the park. It starts at 7 a.m. Following with the sunrise breakfast at 8 a.m. over here in the Fellowship Hall. Just an announcement. We need help and we need food to pull this off. So if you can give Karen Webb a call, she is heading this up. And she will tell you what you need to bring, what she needs. I know we have a lot of stuff so far, but there's small items that we will need. So contact her and ask her where you can help or what you can bring. So it will be a blessing to our community because it's not just the church, but the community that comes and participates in this. And we can show them the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, following, we're having a special resurrection service here at 9:30. Amen. Amen. So if you come here at 10:30, you're probably going to only get the tail end of something. So I want to be part of what God has to share with us on Resurrection Sunday. I don't want to be missing out like the virgins did. So praise God. Also, this coming Saturday, the Thomases, if those that do not know, I will let you know Tammy Thomas has passed away. And they are having a memorial for her this coming Saturday. They are looking for individuals to be able to help out with the food and serving it. If you could also get hold of Karen Webb at helping the family at this time of grieving, we need to be able to step up and help. Anyone that has lost a loved one knows the trials and struggles that incur during this time. And we just want to encourage them by blessing them with our love and compassion through help and through giving. So let us once again bless them. Also, Mother's Day banquet is coming up in May. I will not be here. So I gave the reins to Mr. Bill Hunter. Bill, could you stand up? We just want to see what you look like. There is a sign-out sheet up on the men's ministry bulletin. He's asking that you would sign up for what you will be bringing. And then there's a sign-up sheet for those that are coming and how many are coming so we can kind of be prepared for those that are coming. It kind of helps us out to be ready for the event and at times to be able to honor our ladies, especially our mothers. So, men, it's our time to shine. So, let's show our women how much we really love them. So, I'm going to show my wife in Ethiopia how much I love her. So, as I'm over here, I want to hear good reports like Paul did how the church is blessing one another. So let us bless our mothers that day. Also, the children's fishing event is coming up on the 23rd of April. We're asking that you would sign up on the sheet so we also know how many children and adults to anticipate that day, because we're going to have a little lunch in there of hot dogs and hamburgers. So we just want to have an idea of how many are coming. All are invited as far as children. If you are over 16 and a minor, you will need license. But children, all children are invited. Just let us know so we know what to prepare for. Also, that day, I know in the bulletin it says men's ministry at 7:30, but men, we're going to have a quickie. I'm asking that we get up a little earlier, get up at 7, so we can have about an hour to be able to fellowship down at the diner, restaurant, and just get a quick one, because we got to come back up here and meet and leave to go to the fishing area. So we're going to start at 7. We'll meet down at the restaurant at 7 at Ray's. And we're going to be down there about an hour. That's all we're going to get. And then we're going to enjoy what God blessed us with, come, and then bless the boys. So, men, if you want to help out with the children, I need help. There's more children than adults right now. So, fathers, hey, let us shine. Come on, show us. Hey, participate. Yes. Question in the back. Can the kids? Oh, yes, yes. Yes. If you can, though, if you are bringing kids, if you're going to bring kids to that, kind of let me know, because then I got to see if they will let me have the back room, because if it's usually only like 8-10 of us down there. So let me know, because I got to then get more room, more seating. Okay. You can, if you want to just leave, men, if you want to leave from the breakfast, come up here and then we go up. That'll be fine. Okay. But we are going to meet over here at 8 o'clock. We want to be over here at 8 o'clock to be able to get ready, because we got a little over an hour drive to get to the fishing spot. So with that, finally, I want to say the fishing trip for men's ministry. There's 3 spots left. If your name is not on there, at least that's what I checked when I walked in this morning. I don't know what it is now. I did not double check it, but there's 3 spots left. So if your name is not up there and you want to get it on the fishing trip that is in August, get it signed up so I know. Because after this week, I said I'm opening it up to outsiders because we want to fill the boat. Okay? There's 7. There's 1 more spot. So, praise God. Lord, you answer stuff. It's already taken? Oh, Lisa, you can't go. Okay. It is taken up. Thank you very much. Let us give a big hand to our pastor as he gives us the word.
Thank you, Harry. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we do thank everyone who helped yesterday. We were blessed. We thank the Lord for that. We want to let you know that also that it's supposed to be on. We also want to let you know that from yesterday, we were so blessed that we have a painter in this church. She gets more paint on her than the wall. So if it takes a gallon of paint, you better buy 2. 3. Yes, we thank you, though, for helping out. And we just pray that God will bless. We welcome our home church here, our phone church also, and also the live stream. Thank you for being here today and God be glorified and God be praised, right? Hallelujah. We're going to look at Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Going to look at verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Father, we thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your help. And Lord God, I pray that you'll bless this day. Lord, this is Palm Sunday. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, especially as we celebrate this Palm Sunday. We know exactly what's coming. Lord, we know that there is going to be Good Friday when they put you on the cross, but also there's going to be a resurrection. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for that. And we ask, Lord God, that you will continue to touch and minister. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. O.S. Hawkins said this, "In our hearts, we are all dreamers." In our hearts. Most of us know what it is to dream dreams and to see visions of what we might hope to become. Or what we think would bring happiness and contentment in our lives. Who of us in our childhood days did not dream of the future? Even now, when I was preparing this, my mind went back to those days of going to the ball field. Wow. You know, that ball field that was really a field. And it grass got a little high. The day that the bats were wooden. And the bats that, you know, when they were cracked, you didn't throw them out. You put nails in them. You put black tape around it. All that good stuff. Back to the days of when one, we didn't only had one baseball. Remember those days? One baseball. Sometimes it made it look, maybe look like tin foil. Or sometimes it was sort of like had black electrical tape all over it that you would get from the local garage. And you would pray the tape holds and that you wouldn't lose it in the woods. Many times we rounded those bases. You know those ones that were made out of wood? Paper, rocks, whatever you could find out into the field. You know, as children, we were all dreamers at heart. And we dreamed of many things that we wanted to be. Some started college with big dreams of what we wanted to do and what we were going to become. We began our careers with dreams of how we were going to advance and where we hoped to be by the time that we reached 40. That seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? We started our marriages with dreams of being the all-American family who would live happily ever after at that little house with a white picket fence. With no heartaches, no problems. But as the days have extended into weeks, and the weeks into months, and the months into years, many have spent much of their time picking up the pieces of broken dreams. Sometimes things do not work out the way we would like them to work out. Careers don't always develop like we thought they would. Unplanned recessions appear and steal jobs away. Downsizing can knock on our door. At the prime of our earning possibilities, a spouse is not around anymore. Children make wrong decisions and bring heartaches. And yes, as we understand today, this Palm Sunday, broken dreams are no stranger to all of us. Are there any broken dreams that you can think of on this Palm Sunday? There are a lot of big dreamers on that first Palm Sunday in a place called Jerusalem. Great crowds had lined the street. From the summit of the Mount of Olives down the western slope, through the Kidron Valley, up the eastern slope of Mount Moriah, and into the gate of the city. You could see ones dancing in the street. The crowds were singing at the top of their lungs. As they waved their palm branches. What happened to my palm branch? It's down there. Wave it, Rhonda. Thank you. They were waving their palm branches. It was a festive mood. And they spread through that area. Oh, you can stop now. Unless you're hot. If you're a little warm. The atmosphere was filled with joy. And after all, everyone loves a parade. But in all that singing and all that happy festivities, all the waving of palm branches, there were broken dreams. Most of the emphasis on Palm Sunday is centered on the parade and on the palm branches. But all that was really an act. Jesus knew that, and the reason why that Jesus knew that was because in a few days, they would all be gone. The people would be gone. And their cheers for him would be turned into jeers. And it would be not for him, but would be at him. Boos. The raucous, rabious discouragement. Can you picture Jesus on that there Palm Sunday? Can you picture the scene? He's at the center of attention. I like to think he had a smile on his face as he rounded the corner riding down that hill. On his the back of that donkey, as though he were in a convertible riding in a parade. People were waving their palm branches. They were shouting. They were singing at the top of their lungs. And the crowd was getting into it. It was like electricity that had filled the air at that very moment. The party was on. Big time. And then we hear him say this. This is what Jesus said. Luke 19:41. As he drew near, he saw the city and he wept over it. Wow. Do you see him? There he is. What is he doing? He's weeping. Why is he weeping? In the midst of all the noisy publicity, all the celebration, Jesus is weeping. At right then, church, there was broken dream. At that moment, among all the palm branches, all the singing, all the festivities, all the shouting, all the celebration. And I want you to remember this, that Jesus' kingdom was not of this world. Not at all. Over 80 times in the Gospels, Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God. But let me tell you something. Those ones at that festivity, those ones at that parade, they didn't get it at all. They didn't get it. They continue to raise their voices, yelling out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." They were not really celebrating because of him, not at all, but because of what they thought that they could get from him. Wow. And at that time, church, they missed it. They missed it. And he knew it. Somehow they missed Isaiah's prophetic words of a coming suffering servant, the one who would be wounded for our own transgression. Yes, we understand it today. Yes, they were cheering all right. There were the festivities, there was the celebration, but he knew their hearts. And I want you to look what the Bible says in Luke 19. Starting again with verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known even you at feast in this your day, the things which belong to your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you and compass you round and keep you in on every side and shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another because you knew not the time of your visitation." Wow. And so, church today, our Jesus wept. He cried. And the people and the crowd, they thought they were getting what they wanted. They thought they were welcoming a king who would deliver them from the oppression of the Romans, the soldiers. They thought they were getting a king who would free them and who would liberate them. Wow. They thought they were getting a 5-star general who would free them from difficulties which could not be overcome. Not one bit. They only had eyes that day for their physical and their temporal needs that they had. Not the spiritual needs, not the eternal needs. And when they realized they were not getting what they wanted, it was just a few days later that those Jerusalem crowds faded away, and what was left were no longer cheering. They were no longer celebrating. There was no longer a festivities. Now they were mocking. Now they were scoffing. And now they were taunting at Jesus. And those ones left said, "We made him a king, all right. We made him a king. We even put a crown of thorns on him. We pressed it upon his brow." And they were mocking, and they bowed down, and with our sarcasm, our mean bitterness, our cutting words, "Hail to the king," they were saying. And we laughed, and we beat him. We spat upon him. We stripped him. Then we put a robe on him. We stuffed the reed for a scepter in his hand, and we mocked him, asking, "Are you the king of the Jews? Are you?" And they believed him to be a joke, and they laughed even more. Wow. Church, he was a king, all right. He was. He is. But his kingdom was not of this world. It was the kingdom of the heart. And as Jesus rode down that road that Palm Sunday, he knew how erratic, how inconsistent, how unstable, how uncertain and unreliable the crowd really was. And he wept. He had come to really free them forever. That's why he came. But they wanted no part of that. So in the midst of the cheers, he cried. And he knew. So on that road, that Palm Sunday, we today, at this very moment, we find a broken dream. In the midst of all the palm branches, we find a broken dream. And what do we do when our dreams fall apart? How can we pick up the pieces of a broken dream? Jesus taught us three things. Three. Number one, he taught us that broken dreams can hurt. They can. He felt the pain of the broken dream. And he wants us to know that when everyone else is waving their palm branches and shouting their hosannas, that it is okay to cry. Luke chapter 19:41, again, I read the scripture. "Now as he drew near, he saw the city, and he wept over it." Jesus is seated on the back of a donkey. And as he comes in view of the holy city, he begins to cry and to weep. And that word "wept" is indicating that there was pain and there was grief. Very deep grief. And that leads one to cry with deep and loud sobs. Most likely, they probably could hear Jesus about two blocks away while he was weeping and crying. The word "wept" in Luke 19:41 is the same Greek word used in Luke 22:62 when Simon Peter, upon hearing the rooster crow, went out and he wept bitterly. Our Lord is seated on a donkey that Palm Sunday. The people are cheering. The palm branches are waving. And he tops the hill. And he sees the city. And he begins to weep. Wow. Luke is writing at this time. He's writing this account. He's inspired to use this word that means to cry with loud, deep sobs. And on that road, Jesus did not simply get a lump in his throat, not at all. He didn't just brush away a tear before anybody could see it. They saw, they knew he was weeping. He broke down and he cried with loud sobs from a deeply grieved heart. Yes, broken dreams, church. Broken dreams can hurt. He had healed their sick. He had cleansed the lepers. He had fed the hungry. He had given hope to the depressed. But he had failed to do something. Not on his part, because he gave. But he failed to win their hearts. They wanted him, all right. They wanted this Jesus. They wanted him, but mainly for what they could get from him. So Jesus, sitting on a donkey, broken dreams, broken to tears, this one who spoke the world into existence, the one who put the planets in the orbit, met the closed doors of the human hearts that he had come to save and he had come to help. Yes, church, let me tell you something. Broken dreams can, and they do hurt. Church, we can look to Jesus. We understand that today because he cares. He tells us who have dealt with broken dreams. He understands them because he dealt with them. I've been there, he says. I know exactly what it is, he says. And one of the lessons of Palm Sunday is this. It is okay to cry. It's okay. Broken dreams can hurt, but only for a season. Jesus didn't cry forever. He didn't. He went on from Palm Sunday to show us the second one. And this is it. Broken dreams can heal. Broken dreams can heal. I want you to look at Luke 22, verses 42 and 43. Saying, Father, if you be willing to remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared an angel to him from heaven, strengthening him. Wow. Broken dreams can heal. If you look at our Lord now, he went from Palm Sunday to the Garden of Gethsemane a few days later. That's where he went. He admitted his grief. And at Matthew 26, 38, it says this, my soul is deeply grieved, so that I am almost dying of sorrows. Stay here and stay awake and keep watch with me. But he left the garden. He left it a victor. No more tears. No tears even in the face of the accusers. Of his accusers, tormentors, or persecutors. He was in charge now. He was in charge. And he had won the victory at Calvary in the garden that evening before. And this is what he said. Not my will, but thine be done. Church, at that very moment, Jesus found his comfort in the fact that his Father was in control of the situation. The Father was in charge of the situation. He was in control. And the broken dreams of Palm Sunday found healing in the Garden of Gethsemane. And what does this say to us today? What does this say to you and I this day, this Palm Sunday? Broken dreams can hurt. They do hurt. They can also heal as we surrender our will to God. Broken dreams can also, the third one, they can help. They hurt, they heal, but they also help. In verses 36 to 53, it talks about that. Church, you know what that tells me? That says to me that we can dream again. We can dream again. Jesus kept on doing what was right. Broken dreams that once hurt and also healed now helps others along the way. Once the Lord left Gethsemane, the cheers fading, the jeering started. But our Lord kept on, and he kept walking towards the cross. Towards the cross. Towards the cross. He knew his best friends would desert him. He knew he would be humiliated. He knew he would be beaten. And then also he's going to be nailed to a cross. But Jesus never missed a step. He didn't stumble. He didn't falter. Not at all. He kept walking to Calvary. He faced it with courage. He died with dignity. And a soldier even said this about him. Surely, this was the Son of God. What does this tell us this Palm Sunday? I believe it is this. Be faithful where you are. Be faithful where you are. God has a plan for you, and just because you have a broken dream, don't quit. Don't give up. Broken dreams can actually help and bless others. And after the Palm Sunday parade, whoever thought that it just a few days later would be a crucifixion, which we call Good Friday, there would be a crucifixion. Church, what a shock! A crucifixion after a parade? After festivities, after a celebration. But that is not the biggest shock. Good Friday is not the biggest shock. Whoever thought that after the crucifixion, there's going to be a resurrection? There's going to be a resurrection. So where do we begin to dream again? Where? On that ball field, Gene knows this, in that ball field in Hollandtown, Pennsylvania. Harry knows it too. He's been there. There! Is that where they begin? No. We begin in the same place that Simon Peter did, or anyone else who ever found healing. At the feet of the Father in our Gethsemane prayer. That's where we find it. And because of what Jesus said, it's not my will, but thine be done. Broken dreams? Yeah. They hurt. Broken dreams? Yeah. They can heal. Broken dreams can also help. Shall we bow our heads? Father, I thank you for this day, and I pray your blessing upon each and every one here at this moment. Lord, everyone that heard this word, I pray that you will touch them. I pray that you will bless them. And Lord God, there may be ones by phone, by live stream, and here in this sanctuary, they've had broken dreams. But Lord, we know that they hurt. We know, Lord, that they heal. And we know also that they help. And every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me because I've had broken dreams. And I need that healing because I believe I can help. I've been hurt, but I need you to help me. I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, these ones that have raised their hands, we pray you'll touch them. We pray, Lord God, that you'll help them. Lord, if they've raised their hand, Lord God, they raised it in faith, believing that, Lord, that you're going to give a